This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Were you listening last week when I had that conversation with Chris Arnotti, a reporter for The Guardian, who just spent 2 years crisscrossing the U.S.? It's his conclusion that the real division in this polarized America isn't liberal versus conservative, red versus blue, but getting a top-ranked education and
people who define themselves by their careers and are willing to move very often versus people who stay in their communities.
Stayers versus leavers, those who stayed close to their homes versus those who moved away. Arnotti's just starting his book on this, and we await further data. But I asked what you think of this notion and got lots of tweets and email. Massage therapist Lenore Welty grew up in Stark, Florida, population 5,000. She says her family and most of her hometown went for Donald Trump, but while she went for Clinton, she was the one who had moved away. As for leaving as a sign of putting career over family, as the interview may have implied, Welty said, what about those from her hometown with careers tied to the land?
A farmer cares about his career, but he can't move. And when you're looking at communities where they're built into the land, you can't go anywhere, no matter how much you love your career.
Listener Jeffrey Holder of Georgia thought Arnotti's point about elite education was stronger compared to leavers versus stayers. Going to college, he said, often requires relocating, particularly for advanced degrees. And Kristen Noel contacted us. She's an accounting clerk from Huntington, West Virginia, who's lived in the same area her entire life, chose not to do higher education, and identifies strongly as liberal, as, she says, do most of her friends. Her father has a college degree, moved around a lot for his work, and he's a conservative Trump supporter. Classifying the political divide as what Arnotti called back row versus front row, she says, is oversimplified and prejudiced.
I mean, it's almost like stereotyping like a small area where I'm from that we're kind of just like country bumpkins that like don't do anything except for just stay, you know, the same area and don't want to pursue anything else. Which isn't the case. I mean, we're all very like involved in like the arts and very involved in political ideas and whatnot.
What about you? Have you been to a high school reunion? Did the friends who stayed near home have a different worldview from those who left? Or is it about which education you got or maybe something else? Tweet us at Marketplace.